things that you believe the community needs could be either public infrastructure type things, like sidewalks or city sewers, maybe needs of a community center, just things like that.
Definitely sidewalks.
Sidewalks.
All the above.
Yeah.
Any specific area for the sidewalks?
Scattered all over town, but we've got a list of sidewalks to repair, we just don't have the resources.
Okay.
I would say more than just sidewalks, but maybe improving walkability, so not just the sidewalks, but lighting as well, is an issue that we've really talked about.
More street lights.
Yeah.
I think we need a better sewer system on the west end of town, because you can smell, as you walk outside your house, you can smell the sewer.
It's wind in the right direction.
Yes, and it backs up into people's house like anybody else, into our back, you know, into our basements and everything else, so.
I mean, that's the nature of the, any sanitation facility anywhere.
Right.
And we're doing what we can, but with funds and resources, you just can't go buy a bucket of deodorant and help it.
No.
That takes.
No, but you sure can get up in the morning in your house and smell the other sewer in there.
Well, it just reminds you of your childhood in the outhouse, but that's all.
Even after you front, you can smell it bad.
But, I mean, it would take hundreds of thousands of dollars to upgrade more and more and more, and you're still gonna have, there's no way you can operate a system like that and not have some sort of.
About the water treatment, there were months in the past, recent past, that the water was brown. And the neighbors around, it's up, I live on Broadway, and it's, the neighbors were complaining about it too, so I don't want that over there.
That's the nature of the beast around here, I mean, every small town has it, where it doesn't happen that often. But all you need is one bad day, and everybody remembers the bad day, they don't remember the good day. But I live on the west end of town, and ours has a brown tint once in a while, so.
Yes, it does.
I talked to the guy that owns the ice and the water filtration thing out here, and he has trouble keeping his filters updated, he said this town's water is bad. That it's got a high level of whatever, mineral, whatever you call it.
Iron, Illinois water, I mean, and my.
I'm sorry.
Good, no problem.
Any other ideas on community needs?
So what all is infrastructure and housing, or is it anything to do with housing, or?
It's, yeah, whatever community needs, either one.
Okay.
I think a better park would be, an upgraded park would be a great thing for kids.
Okay, we need to fill empty businesses.
Yeah, we need definitely.
Yep, separate empty businesses now.
I did.
We need to bring businesses back.
Terrible.
I think that the farther end was.
You can start signing all those if you want. They're all yours, Deb and I signed ours.
That my Dairy Queen.
We only had one.
And there is a lot of children, or a lot of kids that go through there at night, and there's concern there.
You got several spots that need more light.
Yeah, we do.
And the lights on the road straight up.
The what?
The lights over on the corner of Monroe.
Yeah.
They're out. And we don't have any employees down there.
They are out?
Yeah, they are out.
Call them, let them wear this.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, you just call up here and then give us the address, and then we call Amron.
Because Amron will do the one, some people are talking about lights we don't have.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about actual.
The lights, yeah, the lights are out.
Oh.
Okay.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll move on into the actual housing rehabilitation part of this. The funds are made available to the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity on a competitive basis. So there's going to be lots of applications turned into the state, and they're going to score them. So the grant process is competitive.
I think.
Funding is available for this year's competitive allocation in the state of Illinois. At the amount of approximately $7 million. The range of activities which may be undertaken include rehabilitation of residential buildings. And typical work items would be like health and safety hazards, code violations, structural problems, accessibility needs, and its energy conservation measures.
Is there a match on this grant, or is it?
No.
Okay.
This rehabilitation program will benefit 100% to low to moderate income residents within the city. There may be situations during housing rehabilitation program where homeowners may be temporarily relocated. In these instances, the program administrator will abide by the Uniform Relocation Act, Section 104. This grant application is due to DCEO by January 19, 2023, and it is anticipated that communities will be notified by May 31st of this year, whether or not the grant is awarded. The city's CDBG records can be accessed at 133 West Jackson Street, Macomb, Illinois, or 119 South Adams Street here in Lewiston during the hours of 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Do we compete with communities our own size, or pretty much the own size, or is there are we going to compete?
I don't know exactly how they do that part of it.
All right.
It is a competitive basis.
Okay.
So we're trying to cross all our T's and dot all our I's to make sure the grant application has every opportunity to succeed.
Did you say May 31st or May 1st?
May
31st. Okay.
And that's just an estimation.
That's right, okay.
The proposed project is for a housing rehabilitation program for owner-occupied single-family housing in a specific program area of the community, which really, it's not a specific area, it's going to be citywide. The target area is actually the entire city of Lewiston. 2022 program area was determined based on the following factors. The LMI percentage of available block groups. So LMI is low to moderate income. So according to the surveys that were filled out and turned back into us, we use that information. There are approximately 954 occupied residences in the program area. The purpose of this meeting is not only because it is a requirement, but also to see what kind of interest we have in the program. The attendance at this meeting will determine the number of homes we submit funding for in our application. At this time, the city hopes to request funds to rehabilitate 10 homes.
Is there an amount for each, or
for the maximum amount per project will be $7,000.
$7,000?
$60,000.
$60,000?
Did you say just 10 homes?
Yes. The 10 is the maximum that they will allow for grant.
So how did they come along with that decision? Who's the 10 people? As you can see, there's plenty of people
who are... Right. And not, unfortunately, not everybody will be able to be funded, but... So if the grant is awarded, there'll be an application process for residents, and then those applications will be scored, and priority given to those that score the highest, of course.
So can I want to make sure I understand, so everybody that submitted already is what would then be reached out for? Second application, so
yes.
It's not opening it up to a whole new pool of applicants. So because you applied originally, then you would be again open to the second applicant, the second round of applications. And then I believe it's based also on income as well as need. You know, what the housing needs are, if it's capable of being fixed within that $16,000. Is that what I?
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah, the sign-in sheet that went around tonight, we'll use that, plus the surveys that were turned back into us. We'll use those lists to reach out when that application time comes. If the application is funded, we again will probably be notified in May of 2023. If funded, you will receive a notification in the mail and invite you to attend another public hearing. So that public hearing will kick off that application process. At that informational meeting, all details of the program will be explained and appointments will be scheduled to take applications for the program. So that is all I had to present tonight. Is there any other questions?
Is there, if, now, if you had 10 people set up and they were in the process, I mean, they were set up for the grant in case they got it. If someone in that grant at the time backs out, can it go to another person?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we will do what we can to expend all of the funds.
All right.
Yeah.
So takeaways, just in summary, I like to try to keep everybody updated the best that I can, whether it's messenger or text or phone. So I will continue to do that. I wouldn't hesitate, May 31st, so that's a holiday weekend, right? So I bet we won't hear till June. so with that, sometimes grants get pushed back, the selection committee gets behind. So if you don't hear something right away, don't be concerned. I will try to keep everybody updated. And then we'll reach out and keep moving on this. So with anything, it's a process. So and everything takes time. So you gotta remember it's coming from the state. So
when we get a letter, otherwise you know whether you've been accepted or at this time.
So there'll be a couple more process steps before that comes. So we'll find out in June, then we'll bring everybody back in at the pool of applicants that we have. So, and everybody that's here tonight has already applied previously. So we'll bring that pool of applicants back, and then from that, that's how they'll be selecting. And then you'll find out from those people. So, okay.
Yes.
What are the guidelines for the low to moderate income?
That is based on your household size.
Right.
And then your total income for the household. And I don't have the current list of what those income guidelines are. And likely, when we have the application process for this grant, those numbers would be updated for 2023. And it goes by county also.
When you filled out your application and you had the column C, the A, B, C column, I believe everything below C, if you were below C before the size for the size of your house, that's what was considered low to moderate.
Yeah. So, if you were below C, then you would be considered an eligible household based on income.
One more thing. And the relocation.
Do we have any
What is that about?
Greeting.
Well, that's just city. That's just in here to say that that's a possibility, but with this type of relocation work,
she's going to be 100 years old.
There are some programs where we're doing less paint remediation programs, and those do require relocation.
In the car,
that's a state law.
I'll just sign this card.
It's not like
City council.
If anybody not sign this document, sign sheet that needs to sign.
Oh.
All right. So we've got about, it's almost the end of January. So. good five, six months, and then we'll be closer to hearing something, so keep your fingers crossed and more good news to come, so. Anything else? Jared?
Nope.
All right, thank you all for coming tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you remain standing, Pastor Paul Walmsley, give the invocation.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the many blessings that you have given us as a country, as a state, and as a town. And we're mindful to give you thanks for every blessing that you pour out on us. But Father, we just thank you now for our elected leaders, for our mayor, for our city council. We ask that you will grant them wisdom, grant them knowledge, grant them discernment and understanding in all matters concerning the people. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Walmsley. Everyone be seated. Clerk, if you call the roll, please.
Call the first, Ms. Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Kim Passwell.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Leiferry.
Here. All right. Having a quorum, everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the last meeting.
I move to approve the minutes of December 13th meeting.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, moving on to the clerk's report. Cindy, do you have anything for us?
Yeah, a couple things. I was invited to go down to the meeting in Havana for that Illinois Basin Funding Review for grants for the City Hall and the Visitor Center. So I presented a slideshow and a presentation and everything, and it was just to give me ideas on where to apply for grants. So one of them was Department of Natural Resources, that could have been for the Visitor Center, Illinois Clean Energy for windows or roof, and then the other one was Energy Transition Community Grant. There was a three out of that. There was like 15 presenters there, you know, people with different grants. So they just said to get a hold of them. So I'm kind of in the process of talking to different ones there. We have our joint review board meeting for the TIF on January 17th at 11. I've heard some aren't going to agree to it for continuing if we don't extend the TIF area. So to add property or create a new TIF area, we have to go through basically the same process for both, and that's mailings, meetings, and publications. So takes about 5 months to get everything done. So, but that's January 17th at 11, if anybody...
Here?
Yeah. For that joint review meeting.
Are these businesses that aren't going to cooperate? Is that what you're saying? If they're not in the TIF, or people that aren't in the TIF?
Yeah, if they're not in the TIF, they're...
Don't we have to ask other government agencies first if they're going to allow us to do this? Isn't that the first step?
Yeah. Well, and that's if they don't... If they come to this joint review board meeting and don't sign, you know, then it's because somebody's wanting it changed.
Right.
Didn't we have that TIF thing about up anyway? Wasn't it about time to...
Yeah. And that's why we need to start thinking about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, after this, then we might need to have a TIF committee meeting to discuss it more, too. So just letting you guys think about it ahead of time.
Right. And you'll stay on top of it, and whatever we need to do, we'll do. Okay.
So that's all I got.
Thank you. All right. Moving on to the treasurer's report. We have a written treasurer's report. Anybody have any questions of the treasurer or treasurer? You have anything to add?
Nope, just the November report.
All right. No questions.
Moving on, attorney's report, Mr. Collins, you have anything?
Just briefly, reporting on the 627 North Main Street property, we were able to secure a judgment for demolition on that property. However, it was taken by default, so we're not able to proceed or make any effort to clean up the property unless and until 30 days have passed. So we're working on that, you know, our notices taken care of so that we don't have any problems going forward, but otherwise, the bulk of the work and the hard part's done, so. That's all my report.
Very good, thank you. About how long do you think it'll take before we get to demolition?
I'll follow up with my associate, give you the specific date, but no more than a month from now.
All right, then we'll have to decide how we're gonna do it. Yeah. It's almost down anyway.
No, I need it.
There's not much left of it. Okay, moving on. Engineer's absent this evening. Do you have any public comments, petitions, anyone from the public wish to speak? Yes, Mary Duchesne, back in the corner, yes ma'am.
Thank you for allowing me to speak this evening. My name is Mary Duchesne. I live on a farm 5 miles west of Wilson on County Highway 14. The reason for my public remarks is the poor condition of the road on Avenue E. Going down the hill past Tyree's residence, information I received informing me of two vehicles losing their front wheels from the dips and bumps in the road. I realize there is a spring on the south side of the road which could be problematic. I'd like to ask signs to be posted to alert to drivers of stating bump or dip in the road and a slow down poor road condition ahead. I checked with the Fulton County Treasurer and there is no ARPA money available to possibly help the city with expenses in the construction and repairing the road. Can you possibly level and grade the hill and put a tile pipe to divert the spring water along the ditch to repair it? If you do not have any revenues for this road repair, I would be glad to help you in any way in contacting senators, representatives, or applying for grants or revenues and financial assistance. Again, thank you for allowing me for your time to speak.
Thank you, Mary. Appreciate it. Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Bill Bradley, yes, sir.
Yeah. I just wanted to tell you how nice the downtown looked this year. I travel quite a bit, you know. This is one of the nicest places I've seen for downtown. I just wanted to tell you that. Then I got complaints. You still got your trash around, you know. And you got a new one to put on Avenue E now.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Anyone else? Mark Bixler? Yes?
I have in addition to working at the radio station, I have a ministry, Legacy Media Group, that we have Kingdom Life Ministry, which is a street ministry. We're going to be doing a prayer walk Thursday night here in Lewistown, and it's at 6 o'clock. So anybody that wants to come is more than welcome.
Where are you starting it at?
We're going to meet at Porter Park.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. All right. Anyone else have any comments, petitions we should address the board? All right. Moving on. Committee and reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderperson Sally Clark, what do you have for us?
I have nothing to report this time.
Thank you. Sewer, Mr. John Swallow.
Nothing.
Thank you, sir. Streets and alleys.
Have nothing.
Thank you. Police and ESDA, Mr. Ward.
Have nothing.
Thank you. Water, Mr. Miller.
Nothing.
Thank you. Utilities, publications, public buildings, and grounds, Mr. Long.
After the holidays are all done and gone, I would like to resume or start the painting and then floor over at the visitor center. Now that things have calmed down, we kind of put that on the back burner, but I would like to get that taken care of, so get rid of it and we'll find time.
All right.
You need volunteers? Do you need volunteers?
Look out, Roger, you're getting ready to be volunteered.
Don't you do that?
All right, moving on. Tourism. Ms. Kim, do you have anything for us?
I don't have anything.
I have one thing under tourism. I was approached, well, everybody, I hope you know that Fulton County is 200 years old this year. So we had ours a couple years ago, but hopefully the county's going to celebrate in some way, each community or whatever. But I think we probably ought to look into doing our part in celebrating 200 years for the county. I was approached by the VFW, and they had talked about it when we had our 200 celebration a couple years ago, but they're talking about possibility of doing like a full-blown Oktoberfest. And they wanted to, that's just kind of in the talks, but they would like the city to be involved maybe in that time frame or do a citywide thing, and I said, it sounds great. So, but anyway, I just wanted to bring that back up again.
All right, thank you. Moving on, the Citizens Committee. Is Amanda still here?
No, she left.
Nope, Amanda's gone, okay.
She did want me just to tell everybody that that $600,000 grant from Boosteros went through. Don't really know any details yet or when we're going to get it, but if somebody said to me they saw it in the paper or heard it somewhere too, so. I haven't been notified.
Check it in the mail.
Yeah, it's in the mail somewhere. That's about it. I guess Astoria or somebody got like $200,000 for demolition.
Really?
Yeah. So she said at least two towns in Fulton County got some.
I went to Marietta today and they're tearing another house right down on the main drag of Marietta too. It's down.
Geez, there's not much left there.
No, there was a couple that were torn down. Yeah, it's going to be a bunch of empty lots. They'll be farming all our yards in 50 years. So, all right, moving on, the Christmas Committee. Kenny Hickey, we're under 350 days till next Christmas. What do you have for us?
Well, it went pretty well, as you all know, I think. Like I said last time, we had a lot of compliments. Evan and his crew got the trees down, cleaned up everything, hats off to them, he needs a raise. And then, I gotta keep thanking Farm King for, you know, them allowing us to purchase so many trees. The Presbyterian Church opened up their doors this year so we could put Santa Claus in there and get people in there warm, which was nice because it was a little chillier this year than it was last year. So that was very kind of them, and hopefully we can work with them again next year. Just so many people was involved in this year. Nobody can take credit. Cindy Goddard.
Boy.
It's off to her. I mean, she takes care of everything. The Halloween stuff, the Christmas stuff.
She wears a lot of hats.
Every time I go in there, that girl's doing something else. So,
I do have three bags of decorations out there still, belong to somebody.
We was just looking at them, and we'll see what we can do.
That's all? Just three? Really? I figured you had more than that.
Last week it was nice, so Evan started taking down the trees, which... a little bit earlier than what we thought, but if it's 64 degrees in January, why would you not take them down a little bit earlier? And, I mean, we took the decorations off the trees for the people and bagged them up, and anyway, there wasn't much more we could do for them, I don't think. But I guess that's about it for right now. Got a few other things in the fire, hopefully. We'll see if they come through. But I need to talk to some more people about some things. Tomorrow we're having another meeting, like a post-Christmas meeting over here at the Visitor Center at 6 o'clock. So everybody's welcome to come up there with their ideas, see how things went this year, see if we can add some more next year. BFW is going to do a spaghetti dinner again this year for us, fundraiser. I was down there a little bit ago, and we're kind of in March. We'll discuss that tomorrow night at the Christmas meeting. And I guess that's about it right now.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. Very good. Another successful Christmas.
Oh, and one other thing. I want to thank the city council for getting behind this.
Enjoy an adventure.
If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't have it.
Check in the mail.
There tomorrow.
Free hot dog.
All right, moving on. Public Works report from Mr. Evan Palmer.
Yeah, I figure this time I just capitalize on what we did last year on pumped water. For 2022, we pumped 77,002,700 gallons, which is down 5,158,800 gallons from 2021. So found more leaks, fixed more leaks throughout time. So that's a big improvement on pump. That saves on chemicals, tire. I looked up to go back to when I took a bunch of records and got them all squared away. In 2014, we're actually down 50 million gallons. We used to pump 127,000 yearly, and now we're down to 77. So we have found a lot of leaks throughout this town. Wastewater, last year, which this shows you we had short rainfall, but we did 2021, we did 182,645,009 gallons, and then this year we did 121,734,340 gallons, which is 60,910 gallons, 60 million, so about 61 million less on wastewater too. So some of those where we found was, you know, infiltration, the sewer from the water leaks, that all, you know, all the numbers come together and made a big increase. That's less wear and tear on the sewer systems, the plant. So I think we made good strides on slowly finding leaks, and we're still working on them. And, you know, there's more out there. But for the total this year, we dropped 6.3%. Unaccounted water. We went from 26% to 19.3% water loss, so that's one of the lowest we've had. Back there in 2014, I believe it was 45 or 48%, where you're losing, you know, we still have 15 million lost this year, but then we were up around 45 million lost in 2014, so big strides, just keep chipping away, trying to find these leaks and improve the system. All around. That's all I got.
All right.
Yeah. You know, and I think they need to, you know, think about when we have using less water like that, less chemicals and less work on the pumps and everything. So
saving money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where we're able to reduce, you know, the wells where, you know, you got some out of line now. It's all, we found leaks and we don't, you know, you don't need them in line anymore. So you don't run them.
Yep. Good.
All right. Thank you, Evan. Moving on. Unfinished business. We need to talk about this resolution of support for community development.
That was what we just did.
Right. But don't we have to pass a resolution in the meeting?
Yeah, somebody has to make a motion to pass it.
All right. That's what I thought. Everyone.
I'll make the motion that we approve the housing rehabilitation grant application.
We
signed
one.
Oh, we already did? Okay. All right, we have a motion and a second to pass this resolution for the block grant, community development block grant. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, moving on, new business. We have a motor fuel tax maintenance resolution for the purpose of maintaining the streets and the highways. It's also housekeeping.
So
motion by John, second by Sally. Do we have to?
Yeah,
be fair to roll call on that. I see a dollar amount.
Yeah. Oh, person Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal? John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Can you sign this one?
Yeah.
All right, we have no other business. Anyone have a chance to look at the bills? Anybody have any questions about the bills? No, nobody has any questions. We have a motion to approve the bills, please.
So,
we have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
We have a second. All right, roll call vote to pay the bills, please.
All versus Donna Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Borsch.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Passel.
Aye.
Joan Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. We stay in business another month.
I like government.
Anybody else have anything? Yeah, if the lights are ever off, you know we didn't pay airmen. So. All right. No one has anything else? We can have a motion to adjourn. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for coming. God bless you all.
Have a good day.